This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Launching into the second hour here of yet another live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Starting out the show earlier tonight, we talked about the big news out of Massachusetts, first state east of the Mississippi in the United States to implement the actual legal recreational sale of cannabis. Maine's supposed to do it, but they're dragging their feet there even longer than Massachusetts. Vermont did legalize, but not... they did not legalize recreational sale. It's only possession. You can gift it. You can grow it in Vermont, but you cannot actually open a storefront to sell it at this time there. So Massachusetts did it first, and $2.2 million worth was purchased over the initial five days that those stores were open. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. It's led to a larger discussion about the war on drugs in general, because the war on marijuana was probably the largest part of the war on drugs. Marijuana, it's big, it's bulky, it's easy to find, especially with a dog's help. Running that particular war was a pretty easy thing for the government to do. They still never stopped marijuana. They, you know, might interdict a shipment or two here or there, but ultimately they never stopped the true continued flow of the plant into the United States from outside the border, let alone the cannabis that's been grown inside. And of course, now that there's legal marijuana in so many states, there's plenty of legal supply that manages to leak out of the legal system, even though there's a bunch of stringent controls on it. They, you know, for instance, they have to tag the plants, I think, in most of the states with like RFID tags. So they're chipping all the marijuana plants, basically, just for inventory control purposes. But, you know, if there's one bud that gets snipped off over here that falls in a different bucket, you know, it's hard for you don't really know how much marijuana one plant's going to grow. You can kind of estimate, generally, based on the size, how much you can expect. But you never really know until it's...
Some plants are more prolific than others.
So there are going to be ways for things to still float out of an even, you know, very tightly regulated and controlled system, and that's what's happening. So marijuana is more prevalent now, I would say, as far as its quality is concerned. It's always been prevalent, but the quality of it, even in the black market, has been improved because of the legal marijuana states. So that's good news. It's good news all over the place. But, again, it led Stefan in South Carolina here listening to WTMA to ask a bigger question, which is to say, do we here on Free Talk Live support the legalization of other drugs like heroin or methamphetamine? And as we pointed out, or as I was asking you, Stefan, before we had to go to our news break there, is, you know, if you want to continue the war on these particular drugs simply because they may be more dangerous in certain ways or perhaps more addictive, the question is begged, that is, what is the purpose of prohibition? Is it to stop people from using these drugs?
I think it is, but I'm a conservative, but I do not believe this war on drugs is a winnable thing. It's an untenable situation. However, okay. I just do not think that legalizing it makes it any better.
What is the other option? You either have a war or you don't. What are you proposing, or what do you think the third option is here?
Well, in Colorado, as you know, they've had more auto accidents because of marijuana.
Oh, I don't know. I question those statistics. A lot of those statistics, marijuana-related auto accident, could be somebody had an accident and there was a bag of marijuana in the car.
Or,
it doesn't mean the person was high while driving.
Or they took a blood test and the person had smoked marijuana within the last week.
Yeah.
I mean, if we called every accident where somebody got into an accident within 14 days of consuming alcohol, an alcohol-related accident, almost all accidents would be alcohol-related.
Right. Alcohol-related accident can also include somebody who has a passenger who was drunk. So even if there was an accident and the driver was completely sober and the other driver was completely sober, it would still be chalked up as alcohol-related simply because the other person in the car who wasn't driving had had some alcohol. So you've got to question those statistics. But even so, let's accept that, let's say the statistic is true, that accidents have gone up. Do you believe that there are a statistically significant number of people who are buying marijuana now in Colorado, now that it's legal over the last, what, 6 years now? 5, 6 years? Do you believe that there's a statistically significant portion of the population there that's buying marijuana who never bought it before it was made legal?
Oh, probably, yeah.
You think there is? What do you think that portion is?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's pretty low.
Right, because most people who want to buy a thing are going to buy the thing whether it's prohibited or not. And most of the people who were standing in that line in Massachusetts that I went down to experience last week, certainly, at least the ones that I was standing around and talking to, were old hats at smoking cannabis. You yourself admitted you've used it, even though it's not legal there in South Carolina, and I suspect it wasn't legal wherever it was that you used it. So the idea that there's more drivers who are using cannabis in Colorado, I don't buy it. Now, maybe you could argue that the marijuana tourism is bringing more people into the state, and so therefore there may be statistically more drivers on the roads. But as far as the, you know, the normal people of Colorado, they were smoking pot and driving before it was legalized.
Okay, I agree. And I think maybe the best thing is that let time bear on. Just give it 10 or 20 years and see how it goes.
Well, that's definitely going to happen because there's nobody who's going to politically propose the legalization of heroin anytime soon.
I doubt very seriously that Free Talk Live's power on the airwaves is suddenly going to get crack legal tomorrow. And, by the way, I don't advocate for the use of any of this stuff.
No.
Well, in fact, if
it's necessary medically, you know, heroin's a good painkiller.
Wait a second. I've been given prescriptions for opioids, and I won't use them.
Yeah, sure.
Because
you don't
want to
get hooked on it.
Yeah, I find that stuff to be too dangerous. Then again, if you get the pain and you need to do it, it's nice to have it. But I think that probably a tenth of the people who are prescribed opioids needed them.
Yeah.
One last thing.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
As a ham radio operator, I just want to say CQ.
That's CQ is like where you're opening a conversation, right? Is that hello? Is it goodbye? Or is it both?
It's hello.
Well, how do you say goodbye in ham radio speak?
QSO.
QSO? QSO, yep. Stefan. Thanks for the call. I get it. There's a lot of emotion that's pent up in these heroin, methamphetamine, especially if you've had a family member who has had an addiction. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of problems that have happened in people's lives. But the fact is, all that happened under prohibition, and in the absence of prohibition, there will be more options for these people to get help. There'll be more. They're less afraid to go and get help. We've seen that happening in Portugal, where for now more than 15 years they've had all recreational drugs have been legal to possess or decriminalized all the way, basically, to possess small amounts of basically any recreational drug. So heroin, methamphetamine, LSD, you name it. It's legal to possess a small amount of it in Portugal. And you know what happened? Like almost overnight, very quickly, the number of dying addicts went down. Because they were able to get help in a way that they were never able to do before. The stigma
wasn't
there. It's
worth pointing out that Portugal doesn't have, it has decriminalized drugs.
Correct.
It doesn't have legal drugs. So you can't go to some store and buy heroin or crack. And we don't know at this point what that's going to, what the results of that would be.
Well, I'll tell you what some of the results would be. The results would be the people buying heroin or crack or whatever at the store would actually get clean product that was manufactured in, quality standards in a, clean manufacturing environment instead of being boiled up in somebody's back shed or in a bathroom or something like that. You know, you've got an actual clean room where people are going in, they're sterilizing themselves, they're doing whatever they need to do to make a product.
Dosages would be, people wouldn't be getting fentanyl when they think they're getting heroin.
Right.
They would understand their dosage a little better.
All of the issues that create overdose basically, would go away, with the exception of intentional overdose, because most overdose in the world of heroin or, you know, illegal drugs like this are unintentional. The person did not intend to kill themselves. They did not intend to overdose. They accidentally overdose. 9 out of 10 of them are like that. It's very, very rare that somebody will actually, oh, I want to kill myself. Well, in that case, you can't stop that, right? Because you can go buy a bottle of aspirin right now and do the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's a really terrible way to go.
More coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here to bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition continuing, 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can go to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And we were talking about the historic beginnings in Massachusetts last week on Tuesday, Green Tuesday, just a few days before Black Friday, where cannabis was, I didn't come up with that one, Mark, that where cannabis was legalized for recreational purchase. Two stores opened up, and in their first 5 days, both stores brought in a total of $2.2 million. Now,
that's a lot of sales.
A lot of money. In fact, according to
a lot of people in retail wish they could have those kind of numbers.
Well, according to Boston Globe here, sales revenue was highest on Black Friday, so right after Thanksgiving. They were closed on Thanksgiving, so it was, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, closed Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's where these numbers are.
I'd also like to say to all the states out there where I advised you ahead of time, but, you know, when it was even before Colorado went and did this,
mm-hmm.
but I advised you,
big money.
There's a lot of revenue
big
on
money.
The table,
yep.
And now who's getting it? You know, crappy old Massachusetts
right.
getting that revenue, and your state could get it too, but instead people are, traveling to another state spend their money. Do you want politicians?
We were in line with people from Connecticut.
Yeah.
Who'd driven up there. The couple right behind me had gotten a hotel room. So it's bringing extra revenue in other businesses into Massachusetts as well. They're going to eat. They got the munchies. They're going to go stop off at, you know, some cafe or whatever, cafeteria, and, you know, they're going to eat. Restaurant.
Absolutely. They're spending money, and this could be happening in your community, but instead it's not, and you're complaining about the wasteland that it is regarding meth and heroin and, you know, whatever drug is laying waste to your community, but here it is. Marijuana is making people happy, that's making people healthier, and it is making communities wealthier.
And a bunch of money is going into the coffers of the state.
I was just in Denver a few weeks ago, and their train station has been completely redone in the last few years. I wonder where the money came from to do that. It's a train station, people.
Nobody goes on trains, right?
But it's very busy. They basically turned it into the sort of upscale bar, coffee shop kind of mall thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certainly people who are on trains, but it's a pretty economically inefficient model for transportation, as neat as it is.
So if you do the math here, and they didn't bother to do the math in the article at the Boston Globe, but $2.2 million, that's the revenue. So 20% of that, given
taxes.
That the taxes are 20%, that's almost $500,000.
Half a million dollars.
Taxes.
Wasted on crap in Massachusetts.
Yeah. And that's in the first 5 days. Sales revenue was highest on the Friday, where
whatever state you're in, your state government is more efficient than Massachusetts's, simply because it's smaller.
Where apparently on the Black Friday, both stores, again just two stores combined, brought in almost $500,000, so $480,000 in just one day, selling through 12,199 items like packs of pre-rolled joints, bottles of marijuana concentrate, and chocolate bars. The stores then sold the largest number of products on Saturday, with over 12,593 products sold for about $468,000. Imagine $250,000 in revenue per day.
I know.
Nonstop.
In retail, a $1,000 day is usually considered a pretty
good
day.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some different retail businesses.
Now, this is revenue.
It's
not okay.
For a car dealership.
So it's revenue. You know, this isn't profit. There's $250,000 in one day.
This is
revenue.
A plant that they call a weed.
Yeah.
It grows pretty cheaply.
There's a lot of profit they're making. That's for sure.
Right. Obviously, you can.
It's probably at least 50%.
There's the lights and all that other stuff. But as the efficiency increases in this marketplace, it's going to be cheaper. It's just produce, people.
Yeah, exactly right. So we can go to your calls and thoughts here. But, you know, big numbers here for the very first week of cannabis sales legally in Massachusetts. Let's go to John. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to mention the University of Iowa was contracted by the NTSB here a couple years ago to do a study. I guess they've got this really advanced simulator on the effects of marijuana on driving a car. absolutely no effect whatsoever, no adverse effect whatsoever.
Wow.
All the smoking marijuana.
Now, we had heard that in the past out of the Australian Department of Transportation that it was either statistically insignificant or not even noticeable as far as the effects.
Well, what my understanding of it was is that a certain amount of smoking marijuana, there's no effect. But then at some point you become too stoned, and then usually people know. As opposed to people who have drank alcohol, they suddenly think they're Mario Andretti. People who have smoked too much marijuana say to themselves, hey, man, I probably shouldn't get on the road.
What the study showed was that it did seem to increase the effects of alcohol when used in conjunction with.
Yeah.
But on its own, cannabis had no or negligible effect on driving. No.
Yeah. So what Mark's referencing is, I don't know if it was a real scientific study that was done, but there was I think it was Washington State. Or Oregon, I forget which one it was, but one of the states where it went legalization was, you know, pretty early on. It was a TV station that did kind of their own study. They had a closed course track set up, you know, with cones or whatever, and they had cars and the drivers, and they would give the driver alcohol, and they would give the driver cannabis on separate occasions, and then they would, you know, continue to give them these. So they gave them, like, one toke of cannabis, had them drive the course. They gave them another toke, had them drive the course, that kind of thing. So they kept building up the amount that they would take. And the same thing with alcohol. They'd give them one shot or one beer or whatever and have them drive, and then so on and so forth. And that was where they observed the attitude of the person toward driving once they got to a certain point of effect. Then the cannabis users were like, I don't feel like I should be driving right now. Whereas the alcohol was like, yeah, give me the keys. Right. Let's hit the road.
Let's see if we get this baby up on two wheels.
So, the cannabis users seem to be more aware if there is an impairment. They are more aware that they do have the potential for being impaired. But what you're saying here, John, is at the very least in this NTSB study, they didn't notice any kind of impairment. Now, again, we don't know how they did the study.
Well, I know from my it's all, you can look it up online. It's really easy to find all the information is there. But I prefer to smoke over drinking because I do prefer to maintain control of my motor functions and and my decision making skills. Whereas with alcohol, I can't.
That's a certain point. You definitely can. Thank you for the call, John. I appreciate it, man. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, you know, studies like that certainly seem to fly in the face of common sense. I'm sure there are a lot of people who are recoiling at hearing that news.
Sure. If somebody comes to my house and, smoking marijuana the whole time and then, is rolling out of the driveway and runs over my dog, I'm going to blame emotionally the marijuana to some extent. I'm going to feel that person was irresponsible in that circumstance. So I say, driving's a dangerous activity. You shouldn't be inebriated anyway.
We got more coming up with your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But how many people are driving after popping some prescription pills?
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, who lost to George H.W. Bush in the 1988 presidential election, says his former political foe's greatest legacy was his effort to help end the Cold War. Bush has died at age 94.
He also led a coalition that drove Saddam Hussein's forces out of Kuwait.
I can report to the nation, aggression is defeated, the war is over.
Bush had many accomplishments during his time. Reauthorization of the Clean Air Act, which is still with us now. Reauthorization of the Civil Rights Act, which is also still with us. And the Americans with Disabilities Act. Bush's body will lie in state in Washington, D.C., and there will be a service at the National Cathedral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You dial in toll free. You bring up whatever you want here. Live Saturday edition continues as we talk about the end of Prohibition. It's the beginning of the end of Prohibition. Although, of course, there's still people out there calling for new prohibitions, like we should prohibit cigarettes, nicotine, that right here in Keene, New Hampshire,
sure,
they're talking about prohibiting the possession of nicotine products, including e-cigarettes, vapes, things like that, from people 18, 19, and 20. So the prohibitionist mindset has not been eradicated. It's just that on the very least issue of cannabis, people are starting to see some level of sense at this point. So I wish we could talk about legalizing everything else, but unfortunately, very few politicians are going to go out on that limb anytime soon.
Right. I think tobacco is the deadliest and worst drug that is out there.
You say this as a former smoker.
I'm a former smoker. I stopped in like 2009 using Chantix, for those that care. And obviously I think vaping is better than tobacco because, well, I've got some sense in my head. Mm-hmm. But trying to prohibit it, laws, it just doesn't work. I mean, prohibitionists, you gotta realize, it just doesn't work that well. What works is making tobacco uncool. That's yeah. what you gotta do. You gotta make it uncool. You gotta talk to your kids. You gotta
Education.
Explain to them yeah. why it's a dumb idea. What the, you know, there's just no benefit to this, and that there's alternatives of things that they could do if they wanted to. Like, if you want to vape, you can vape without consuming nicotine. What's the point of consuming nicotine? Exactly.
Get a little head rush.
Yeah, it's yucky.
It doesn't last very long.
No, it's the dumbest of drugs. If you're looking for some kind of mind altering thing, tobacco's it's just awful.
Yeah,
people.
There's not a real lot of upsides to it.
It's a worldwide killer. It's a terrible thing. These are much better arguments than, well, let's put cops out there looking to see whether or not somebody is 18, 19, or 20, has cigarettes. Well, the problem with that is that police can't exactly tell how old you are. So now you have cops running around trying to get IDs out of people and, figure out who's who and, what's what. And it's just an opportunity for your constitutional rights, your privacy to be eroded a bit more. And to what end? Are you really going to scare kids from trying nicotine with your new fancy-dancy law?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to do? Because it didn't stop.
It's not going to work.
No. It didn't stop you, and it didn't stop your friends. Most people who smoke now started smoking before they were 18.
Yep, that's true. My ex-girlfriend, when she was a teenager, was a smoker illegally.
They illegally bought, possessed cigarettes.
Managed to find somebody to buy them cigarettes every single day, basically, or as often as they could, right? So they keep the habit going.
Raising the age is not going to be effective. There are very, very few smokers who started after the age of 18.
Yeah, it's a percentage. It's nothing more than a feel-good measure that's going to result in the politicians being able to claim they did something.
Right. We made the world a better place by harassing the crap out of people.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Vernon. He's on the line in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark. Vernon in New Orleans. Going once. Vernon in New Orleans, going twice.
Yesterday we were talking about the generosity of people. And first, yeah. I'd like to point out that I am not an advocate of government funding. And secondly, I wanted to correct you. When I got dumped yesterday, you had mentioned that most homeless shelters are ran by the government, which I wanted to correct you on. I think most homeless shelters are nonprofit entities, but they receive government funding, but mm-hmm. because of lack of government funding or even lack of donations, really, there aren't usually enough beds for the homeless. And so I just wanted to point those two things out and also say that I don't view mankind as, not generous. I know that everybody is very generous. I think my point, and maybe I didn't clearly stated yesterday, was more or less, is there enough generosity to support those that are on welfare? And again, I am not talking about a replacement for welfare.
Well, not everybody on welfare should be on welfare, right?
I agree with you.
Right. So if we're talking about is there enough generosity to support the people who actually need help, I say yes.
Yeah, so there's a local homeless shelter that I support every single year. Christmas time, I give them some money.
A privately run.
And it's privately run. Shelter, yeah. And what their policy is they only open for the evenings, and they only open the 100 coldest nights of the year, or about that. And they kick everybody out the door at 7 a.m., as opposed to one of the state-run programs that mm-hmm. I've heard about.
Or state-funded or whatever it is.
Well,
yeah.
Whatever yeah. it is, that where they're given a place to live, and they can sleep till noon or 2 o'clock if they feel like mm-hmm. it. Well, you're not going to get a lot of
room.
Job. Yeah, you're not going to get a lot of job applications if you're sleeping in till 2 p. And that, we're always looking to respect the dignity of folks like this. Well, that doesn't. It has bad results.
If you're talking about halfway houses, then they maybe on a Sunday they're able to sleep in till 2, but most halfway houses, even if they receive government funding, require that you want not only be clean and be drug tested randomly, but you also have to either be seeking employment or you have to be employed within a certain amount of time or you get kicked out.
Well, these are called homeless shelters. I don't know if there's a difference between a halfway house and a homeless shelter, but as I understand it, these are homeless shelters that Mark is talking about.
And like Mark had said, most homeless shelters will allow you to come in 6, 7 o'clock in the evening, and then they expect you out by 6 or 7 in the morning.
Well, that's not how it works. The homeless shelters here, from what I understand, you get a room. and you can stay in that room, and that's your room.
Now, you're not likely to get it because there's a lot of people who are going to continue to stay in that room, and they're going to continue to make it difficult for the next person to come along who needs it because there's only a certain amount of beds. But once you get the bed, you're in like Flynn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, of course, a lot of these programs, government programs, pay out based on the number of people, right? So right. I don't know if that's how this works, but that's how a lot of government programs
would
be.
My whole point, just to close again, is if I get in line at 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and there's already a long line, and I'm not offered a bed there, to me, that kind of shows that the charitable, you know, yes, there is charity there, people are giving, but there may not be enough to sustain the demand. And that's all I'm trying to say. Thank you.
The fear about what you think might not happen, or might or might not happen, is not justification to threaten your neighbors with violence. And he had said he doesn't support government funding, but yet on the other hand...
We did drop him, by the way.
I know, he hung up. He says on one hand he doesn't support government funding, but on the other hand, here he is wondering and worrying that people won't step up
to
take care of their neighbors.
I have no idea, but I do know that when you create a system where people can choose not to work, some people will choose not to work,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you create incentives. And the better that system is, i.e. the better funded that system is and the more features and benefits that system has, the more people will choose to
not
use
to
that system.
Yeah.
It ought to be uncomfortable as hell to not have a job,
and
not work, and
yeah.
be homeless. It ought to be really uncomfortable. And I give every year to this homeless shelter because I think they do it right.
And you're somebody, by the way, used to really attack homeless people.
I really
the show.
Don't like
years ago,
right.
back when we were in Florida.
I spent 8.5 years in prison,
yeah.
and I got and I've worked my way up to a successful life. I'm relatively certain that if you've got a sound mind and a sound body, that you've got no friggin' excuse.
Mm-hmm.
to be homeless, especially as a male. Like that's just the way I see it. To me, what I see the problem there must be mental illness. It must be drug abuse. It must be laziness. I don't
yeah.
know what it is, but
well,
those
like
are the
said,
things
incentives.
That I see.
Incentives change how people behave.
And you're never going to convince me otherwise, because I have been in the lowest socioeconomic class on the planet.
Prisoner.
I spent my life being at the bottom, and I figured out how to claw my way up. And I got news for you. Go to work, smile, stop doing drugs till you pass out.
Show up on time. That
yeah.
helps.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
String together a few good decisions, and you're
going
to have
keep it going.
A pretty good week. Continue to string them together for a few years, and man, things are going to look up. And most of the decisions are financial. Most of these good decisions, it's just financial.
Right.
It's putting
like
off...
don't shop at Rent-A-Center.
It's putting off the thing you want today
right.
for something that you can have in the future.
More coming
every
up
every dollar
here.
You spend now is $10 for your retirement.
Toll-free number here, 855-453-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
There are basically 2 types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs.
needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us right here. Toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. You know, a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every weekday, which means he's got over 1,200 episodes so far. Guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics of interest to libertarians, maybe like you, over at TomWoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. Let's go to the phones and to the phone, actually, to the Discord on-air call-in line room. We've got Wikiwea on the line. Hello there.
Hi there.
Hey.
I just wanted to pick up briefly on the point that Mark just made about it not being that hard, like clawing your way up from the kind of the lowest.
Nobody said it was easy. I don't think you said it was not that hard. It's simple. It's not necessarily easy, right? Like to do things like get up on time, make it to work on time, smile. These aren't necessarily complicated things to do. They're simple, but I can tell you one thing. It's hard for me to get up on time sometimes. It's a challenge.
Yeah, but then why then do such enormous numbers of people fail to do it? Some people would say, I don't know if you know Peter Hitchens in the US, but he would just blame everything on drugs. But I don't think it's just drugs or upbringing or, you know, some vague thing about mental health. I mean, I just think that's kind of probably deeply ingrained in human nature that people cannot be that disciplined to live like that over many years to pull themselves out of kind of poverty or whatever they're in. I mean, I would say, I mean, why do you think so many people fail?
Well, for one, we have systems in place that incentivize failure, right? Like,
Like welfare.
Well, honestly, that's it. Like if you've got if you're getting welfare, you know, mothers and children's and Section 8 and all these other forms of assistance, basically the better you do, the less of those programs, the fewer of those programs you're going to get. And so success is not going to result in any benefit to you. So you don't try for success.
Well, and you can't also necessarily just blame it on welfare programs because some parents act like a welfare program, right? So you got the man-child problem where you know people in their 30s are living in their parents' basements.
People use Paris Hilton as an example of this, is that you know her father made a great deal of money. Now, I don't know Paris Hilton, and I would not claim, I have not done a biographical study on Paris Hilton. Mm-hmm. This is not about her. But if you look at the archetype of what you see there, is that...
Spoiled brat.
Right. It's a spoiled brat who's getting by on their looks and money. Yeah. And that, you know, that's, it's not pretty. You know, it's an ugly system, but that's, you know, to some extent, she's spending, at the very least, she's spending money, and the people who are getting the money that she's spending are able to feed their families and continue on with life and that kind of thing.
Right. Whether it's the parents who are going to coddle and helicopter over their child until, you know, to make sure they don't fall. Whether it's if it's at that level of incentive or if it's at the level of the welfare system incentive, it is really all about the incentive surrounding a person as far as how they behave.
I saw some study on like 4-year-olds that were put in front of some candy and told if they that if they could have a piece of candy now or they could wait like 60 seconds and they'd get 2 pieces of candy.
Right.
And then they just had to look at the candy for 60 seconds. And the kids that were able to wait 60 seconds to get 2 pieces of candy went on to have pretty good lives. It's all about gratification.
And wait, they actually did a study over years? They looked at them when they were very young and then later on, 20 years or however many years later?
They looked at them later on, supposedly, and that this is what makes the difference, is the ability to...
Willpower?
Yeah.
Self-control?
To put off gratification for a period of time. And honestly, you know, once you get to a certain level of earning, what difference does it make? I mean, you know, that so now you can spend $1,000 a night at a restaurant as opposed to spending $20 a night at a restaurant. Now you can drive a $300,000 car as opposed to a $20,000 car. Now you can ride in a private jet as opposed to flying coach on Southwest or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, none of those things seem like huge upgrades to me, but then again, you know, I suppose I won't have those things either.
Wicked William.
Yeah, it is totally mostly about incentives, actually. I didn't even think of that when I was calling. I have a brief second issue, if there's time.
Sure, go ahead.
To ask. When you, when you decided initially, like way back to kind of become part of this movement, I mean, I think it already, the New Hampshire movement already existed when you joined, I think, did it?
The Free State Project, which is part of this larger New Hampshire freedom migration, it had existed in 2001. I found it, I think, in 2002. So, I mean, I was relatively early in that process.
Okay. I mean, I sometimes wonder about what people's motives are, because we had the EU referendum in the UK a while back, and the day after that happened, there were people in the news saying, oh my God, I can't, like, what have we done? Like, I voted leave, but I didn't know that we were actually going to win the referendum. Like, I can't believe we actually...
Well, are you talking about Brexit? You're talking about where Great Britain's planning to leave the EU?
I'm just making the comparison between that and people who joined the Liberty Movement. I mean, let's say if you really believed that you were going to kind of do away with the government altogether, mm-hmm. you were going to become a stateless society, how much would you actually pause before that actually happened? Because, like, it would probably be quite a scary step to make.
No. I can understand why people are afraid of the unknown. Certainly, that's one of the reasons why people cling to the things that they're familiar with. Ultimately, if I had the button to push, I'd push it in a heartbeat to get rid of institutionalized coercion. Absolutely.
You would.
Any cost, I'd pay it.
However, I think it's worth pointing out that we have private societies now. We have libertarian societies. They exist. There's not going to be a world without the state, because even if you have a given geographic geographic political area, well, non-political, a given geographic area that doesn't have a state, that area is still going to be affected. Historically, we can look at different areas in Europe and around the world that didn't have strong or existent civil governments for periods of time, and they were still affected by the surrounding areas. Usually they tended to be rural, by the way.
Okay, but, I mean, Mark, for you to just write off the idea and say, we'll never not have a state.
Well, no, I didn't say that. You're just not going to, you can't push a button and not have,
no, of course not.
Make the state go away.
But you can stop people believing in the state over time, and then the state will go away.
I'd like to make this point, that the state doesn't exist on cruise ships. That we currently have libertarian societies now. That you
they fly a state flag, those cruise ships.
So what?
That means they're regulated by
fabric?
That means they're regulated by whichever
they pay
state.
A fee to Liberia or something, okay?
Yeah.
You're not talking about the amount of governmental interference through maritime law and through country the flag of origin laws or whatever is mitigable compared to say living in a penthouse suite in New York City.
You're right that there's more freedom to be found currently on
like,
the water,
like 90 something percent more on a cruise ship than you would find in one major city around the world. So we can see what it's like. And currently, governments seem to think it's okay. They can live with that.
Kawea, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts
real
here.
Real quick, I want to say that the study that I was looking at had to do with marshmallows, not candy, which is about the same.
And it was kids taking the marshmallows.
It was a 15-minute wait rather than a 60-second wait. Okay, just to be clear, I'd like to be as factual as I can. Unfortunately, I got Daryl.
I am curious to know more about that study, though. Like, how many did they study? How many children? Yeah, if you want, I am curious to know more about it. And then when they checked back with them, was it 20 years, 30 years later? How often? Let's go back to your calls and thoughts, though. Chuck in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Chuck. Chuck in Indy. Hello. Oh, he's gone. Let's talk to Pittman calling from South Carolina listening via iHeartRadio. Hello, Pittman. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, great guys. You're doing a super job. I dig
Thanks.
Listening to y'all.
Thanks, brother. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You were talking about the marijuana deal and the usage of it. And I'm 61 now and have been on and off messing around socially with it for since I've been 13.
Okay.
A country boy. And I tell you, it's all different now. This new generation of I don't know how they're growing it. I mean, I'm ignorant to the facts, okay? But I'm telling you, it is three times, maybe 10 times stronger than I've ever seen in my life.
And that is a good thing.
Yeah, it's good for me because I can't. I'm old and I can't smoke. So
right.
You know, one hit to me is absolutely perfect.
Right.
And
so you don't need to take in as much smoke in order to get whatever the desired effects are in that particular case. In fact, you don't even need to smoke it anymore either. Pittman, if you had more to say, you can hang on. You don't even need to smoke cannabis anymore. They've got vaporizers now. You can eat it.
Gummy bears.
Yeah.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD or cannabidiol is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.